Check one, check two. Check one, check two. I just kicked a soccer ball at the alpacas, and their reaction was hysterical. All right, anyway, welcome. Today's episode is episode 812, Ghostbusters 1, 1984, the story of the CDC. I rewatched Ghostbusters last night to get some gravy for you guys, and man, don't romanticize the 80s. Everybody was like super perverted. Like, there's a few elements of the movie. Rick Moranis was really funny, but there's a few elements of the movie that there's a few layers going on simultaneously. I think it inadvertently is telling the story of what the CDC is, and the whole movie is about, I don't know how else to put it, the whole thing's about cum. Okay, there I said it. Zool. Morning all, can't wait for the gravy. All right, yeah, it's not as profound as the Batman stuff, or like The Wall, so don't get your hopes too up, but it's Rick Moranis is poised for a comeback. He's very funny in the movie. Rick Moranis carries that film for me. Yeah, every time he got locked out of his apartment, me and Amy laughed out loud. All right, so let's go through. Let's just watch the preview from 1984, and then we'll go from there. There we go. This is Ghostbusters.
Ghosts.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
They're real.
You do? You have?
They're here.
By the way, when people have to say something's real, it's because it's not real. And you don't think that, okay, apply everything you're watching to viruses. Viruses. They're real. You need us to get rid of your virus for you because that's really what's causing your psychic trauma. Just, it's funny, whatever. Just keep going.
We got one! Ghostbusters.
Hey, anybody see a ghost?
They catch the ghost that won't stay dead.
By the way, Bill Murray's character is a sex addict, an extremely aggressive sex addict. Just to, before I forget, I'm just going to interject a few times. Dan Aykroyd's character goes into debt to start the business, and then Bill Murray's character tries to have sex with their first client so aggressively in her home that they easily could have lost everything. I just want to let you guys know that that's not a good dude. Oh, how dare you? Wait till I break this down, guys. Save the how dare yous. Oh, look, it's the CDC attacking the working class. For no reason, just out of fear.
They're dangerous.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
By the way, when I analyze why the EPA wants to shut them down, when the bad guy wants to shut down the Ghostbusters, just remember what the Grabber just said. So if they just cross streams, which is obviously a homosexual reference, all life ends. And yet they paint the guy trying to stop these people as the bad guy. Just re-listen to what the stakes are here.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body.
By the way, obviously not real what the grab we're saying here, but it's just, listen.
Exploding at the speed of light.
All right, that's bad. Okay, all right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
They're professionals.
Oh, I'm the chairman of the largest paranormal removal company in America.
You see it?
They're all that stands between you and the end of the world.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
Real wrath of God type stuff.
Okay, so just picture the CDC pitching all this. Everything's going to end. Unless you have us get rid of the paranormal forces that aren't real.
Hey, so you don't think ghosts are real?
No, not as described in this movie, obviously not.
fire and brimstone coming down from the sky. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Your girlfriend lives in the corner penthouse of Spook Central.
By the way, a little of this is true. Some of these buildings, especially the Empire State Building and the Eiffel Tower, are built as energy collectors.
Oh, how dare you?
The giant needle, all that. It's fascinating that there are elements of this with Truth Drops.
On this body.
Is this a trick question? Got your stick.
Uh-oh. Beat him up. Smoke him. Make him hard. Ready.
A lot of symbolism.
Ghostbusters, starring Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Harold Ramis, Rick Moranis, coming to save the world. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Okay, the whole scam is just like the CDC. So let's start off. So you know that these characters are really bad people. Just before we continue, I'm the resident comedian. I have had Comedy Central specials, the star of a sitcom on TBS. I've been in Adam Sandler movies. I've self-produced four of my own specials. I understand comedy. I am the resident expert of comedy. So when I say this and your first reaction is, can't you take a joke? No, horrible people disguised behind comedy is not comedy. It's MK Ultra shit. Okay, so the movie starts with Bill Murray's character doing experiments on these two people. The woman on the right that he is desperately trying to have sex with in his office. This is all part of the movie. And then the grab one on the left. And so no matter what the guy says, he gets electrocuted. And no matter what the girl says, she doesn't, because he wants to penetrate her with his penis. Even when, and you realize that he's not just, even when the boy says the right one, because he has cards that they can't see, and he's seeing if they can telepathically see what's behind the cards. They both get them all wrong, but he only electrocutes him because he's trying to boost her so that he can fuck her. Fact. This is the plot of the movie. So the boy gets it right, and he still electrocutes her. What this scene is showing is you are now consenting that he's a horrible person.
Oh, how dare you! How dare you?
So that's not, listen, you can laugh at it. It's kind of funny to watch such a horrible person, but it's like, this is what studies really do. This is why studies, more than half of studies cannot be replicated. That's mainstream. So he's trying to have sex with the girl and he's trying to electrocute the boy. And this is a lot more common than you think. And so then there's another scene where you can tell that they're not scientists. They're pirates. And no, I'm not a buzzkill. This is rewatch the movie now that you understand COVID-19 narrative. So you have Dan Aykroyd's character and Bill Murray's character, and they just got fired from their university because they're not doing real science. They're not. As you saw from the first scene, he's literally trying to fuck his students and electrocute like random people for his sadistic pleasure. Fact. You just saw that in that first scene. So now he's drinking straight liquor, and the child character, which is Dan Aykroyd's character, the childlike innocence, they're talking about how they should go into the private sector because there's less oversight at actually doing anything. Long story short, they get into this. This is the birth of the CDC. So what you'll see over and over again is allusions to cum.
Oh, how dare you? Slimer is just a no, 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 no.
When you're dealing with a movie where Dan Aykroyd's character gets a graphic blowjob from a succubus ghost, it's no longer metaphor, guys. And I'll hammer this home. Libertarians love this way. It's retarded. So Slimer keeps sliming Bill Murray's characters. You can see here, if it was just this scene, I wouldn't be talking about this. I would just pass that off as coincidence. Oh, Slimer doesn't mean cum. It's just randomly. No, it's about squirting. This is Squirt Boys. I blocked so much of this movie. Yeah, this movie's crazy, guys. Slime has to do with cum. Even the poster is jizz. It's the top of that head is the tail of cum, of sperm. And then you have grabblers with their magic wands that they can't cross streams. That's a picture of a sperm. Okay. Here's Bill Murray covered in sperm. Okay. So this is the bad guy who comes to shut them down. Yeah, Nutbusters. Exactly. And by the way, the movie is so sexual. Like when Sigourney Weaver's character is what's it called when you're occupied by a spirit? When she's possessed, she's like, "I want you inside of me." It's crazy aggressive. There's a scene where Dan Aykroyd's character, his pants get unbuttoned and pulled down, and he goes, as he's getting blown by a ghost.
You're just a bed kill. You don't see that this child's movie.
It's so fucking perverted. Okay, so the EPA guy is come to shut them down, and he's portrayed as the bad guy. Okay, as we just saw in the trailer, if they cross streams, there's an explosion that ends all life. So, wouldn't you think that maybe they should be, like, that's crazy. But yet, he's the bad guy. And then the way that they get around the quote-unquote bad man is they appeal to the corrupt politician with votes. Can't make this shit up. So, that's the CDC. And just as you remember, just never cross stream. You're seeing four men holding their phalluses, spraying, and they're like, just don't cross streams. And they're trying to get their Slimers in their little box. Okay, and then the temple, which is in this case the metaphysical, which we've seen over and over and over again, is a pyramid with a shiny light at the top and the two pillars of Freemasonry. Okay, that temple becomes manifested in reality because of these four perverts. And they're not perverts. They're constantly chasing slime and trying to fuck everybody they interact with. Trying to fuck their secretary, their clients. Everybody is trying to fuck everybody. Don't cross streams. Right. Okay, so as you can see here now, the Temple of Dozer, it's, dude. And then, you want me to really hammer home that it's all about sperm? Who's the bad guy in the end? It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And what happens after they finally, they have to do the one thing that they're not supposed to do, which is cross streams, have a homosexual act. And when they do, they're covered in sperm. Okay, let's just go through the movie again.
Oh, how dare you? It's a child's movie.
No, it isn't. So it starts off with Bill Murray trying to fuck the girl by lying to her and electrocute the man for sadistic pleasure for no reason. Then they get fired from their jobs because he's drinking straight liquor and he's a sexual sadist. Then they're introduced to Slimer. That covers Bill Murray with squirt. Yes. The poster of the movie is a sperm with an open mouth. The EPA is shown as the buzzkill bad guy because they want them to stop convincing the entire world that they... I'm going to show you another scene of the movie. I'm just going to keep going though right now. As they're sexually defiling, the one thing they say is don't cross streams, which is don't have a homosexual act, right? Then, of course, they're introduced to the temple. Then Stay Puft comes out as their mortal enemy, and they do the one thing they have to do to stop it, which is have a homosexual act, and then they're covered in white goo. That's the movie. Okay, now Kung Fu Bear sent me a good montage. And no, I won't pretend that the whole movie is about It's justifying the CDC. And I'll show you this this thing really quick, and then, and it's about coming. It's about squirting. The whole thing's about squirting. Where is Kung Fu Bear? There's montage. Here it is. Hang on 1 second. You'll see, guys. And I hear Dan Aykroyd's a cool dude, by the way. I was always very close with Brian Doyle Murray. Great guy. He played Hank on Sullivan and Son. I spent 8-10 hours a day with him, 5 days a week for years. I've been to his house. We've had drinks. His wife's awesome. Veterinarian. Bill Murray's brother, obviously. He wrote Caddyshack. I've hung out with Harold Ramis before. I'm not, these aren't just, don't just say, oh, evil people. No, I could attest to Brian Doyle Murray's awesome. He held Walter when he was first born. We did a funny picture because he looked like him because they're both bald. That the way the world works isn't just like me good, you evil, because you are obsessed with your own cum. It's a culmination of a lot of factors together will make something ridiculously stupid. Met Bill Murray once at a CYO basketball game. He was cool. Yeah. So again, I'm only saying this. And yeah, everybody involved definitely has perversions and weirdnesses. And but it together, it culminates into this shit movie that pretty much is justifying the CDC, where the good guy is the bad guy is the good guy. That's literally this movie. So the CDC externalizes all your demons. It says, oh, it's the virus. It's the ghost. We're going to come bust the ghosts. And then you have the forces saying, this isn't science. This is madness. And they're like, who brought this guy? And they're all perverts. One thing I know for sure, the higher up you go in academia and science, in prestige with no actual science, the more perverse the people get. They're motivated by banging their students, jerking off on people. It's insane, guys. Are they aware of what they're doing? I don't believe so, but I don't know. I think somebody on the totem pole is. I think that my opinion, and I don't know, is the high up executives at the studios have some sort of connection to a Tavistockian type manipulation. The Spielberg types. You know, but it's more about his internal world that just keeps getting externalized. I don't think as many people are aware of what they're doing as you think. I think that they really do. They're like, oh, this is the good guy, is the bad guy. Okay, so anyway, watch this montage. 1 second. And then just think about this as the CDC busting viruses. Viruses are in the same world as ghosts. It's not real. But you can create a narrative that it's real and then exploit everybody for money because you'll see right now. It's fascinating shit. Hang on. And if you don't think that it's sexual, you'll see. Hang on.
What is it?
We got it!
Sir, what you had there was what we refer to as a focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm, or a class 5 full-roaming vapor. Real nasty one, too.
Okay, so what they're doing right now is using terminology intentionally to obscure truth. If you say enough big words, people just cave, because they assume they're the stupid ones, not the scientists. Okay, watch.
Let's talk seriously. Now, for the entrapment, we're going to have to ask you for 4 big ones, $4,000 for that. But we are having a special this week on proton charging and storage of the beast, and that's only going to come to $1,000, fortunately.
$5,000? I had no idea it'd be so much. I won't pay it.
Well, that's all right. We can just put it right back in there. Thank you.
Oh, we certainly can, Dr. Beckman.
No! All right. Anyway.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Hope we can help you again. Coming for a 1 class 5
Good morning, I'm Roger Grimsby. Today, the entire eastern seaboard is alive with talk of incidents of paranormal activity. Alleged ghost sightings and related supernatural occurrences have been reported across the entire tri-state area.
Well, everybody has heard ghost stories around the campfire. Heck, my grandma used to spin yarns about a spectral locomotive that would rocket past the farm where she grew up. But now, as if some unforeseen authority... Something strange
in the neighborhood. All right, just real quick, this is how the shakedown works. Let's analyze it. So when people don't understand why countries are folding and businesses are folding all this to the fake narrative of the CDC, you have to be able to call their bluff. That's why breaking spells is so valuable. Because when people believe that there is a virus loose on in their area and that enough people believe a nonsense narrative... If you call their bluff and say, I'm not going to pay you for that, they go, okay, then we'll release the virus. And they go, fine. Because that's the shakedown. Every shakedown has to do with a lie. Watch.
No.
Shakedown.
Right. Anyway,
thanks so much.
Thank you. Hope we can help you again. Coming for a 1.5.
And bear in mind, it's already been established in the movie that they're not real scientists. That they're sexual sadists. Oh, how dare you? Dude, literally the first, again, I'm going to say it until people get it. The first scene, he's electrocuting a boy for no reason and trying to fuck a girl with lies. That's called sexual sadism. Okay, that's what that is.
Good morning, I'm Roger Grimsby. Today, the entire eastern seaboard is alive with talk of incidents of paranormal activity. Alleged ghost sightings and related supernatural occurrences have been reported across the entire tri-state area.
Well, everybody has heard ghost
stories. There you see the media pushing it out.
Around the campfire, heck, my grandma used to spin yarns about a spectral locomotive that would rock...
Holy shit, Eric Dubé's in the background. Savanier! Hey, Savanier!
Farm where she grew up. But now, as if some unforeseen authority...
Something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
CDC! Chinatown. Oh, Wuhan, China! Wuhan, China!
Hi, this is Larry King. The phone-in topic today, ghosts and ghost busting. The controversy builds, more sightings are reported. Some maintain that these professional paranormal eliminators...
By the way, guys, it's not even a metaphor. This is exactly what the CDC does. It's a virus. Is more... Guys, it's less believable than a ghost. It's less observable. There's been no more ghost sightings than there is virus sightings. Oh, how dare you? That electron microscope. You don't know what you're talking about unless you've looked into this. That what you're watching is now reality. This was made in 1984. The Chinaman gave the Ghostbusters a bat. Now here comes Larry King, the grabber.
The cause of it all.
Oh, by the way, look who's behind him. It's Prometheus. Look at that statue of Prometheus bringing the light, the fire bearer. And all they're doing is chasing cum. Just cum.
Still making headlines all across the country, the Ghostbusters are at it again.
And look at the archetypes. You have the sexual sadist, the child, and the grabber.
I'm at the fashionable dance club, The Rose. The boys in gray slugged it out with a pretty pesky poltergeist, then stayed on to dance the night away with some of the lovely ladies who witnessed the disturbance. This is Casey.
By the way, so what he's basically implying is that that Bill Murray's character banged a bunch of them out. And the girl he tried to have sex with upon meeting her in her apartment when she was a single woman living alone in New York, she's now giggling at his sexual deviancy. All right. And people wonder why the world's gone mad.
Now on with the countdown.
24 hours.
Oh yeah, that is the Whore of the Babylon. Good call. That's the Whore of Babylon. All right.
7 days a week. No job is too big. No fee is too big.
Look, he's covered in cum right now. Oh, how dare you? Oh, okay.
Is it just
just a mist. It doesn't have arms and legs.
As they say in TV, I'm sure there's one big question on everybody's mind, and I imagine you are the man to answer that. How is Elvis, and have you seen him lately?
By the way, yeah, Kyneton brought up a good point. Drinking wine alone in her apartment, that's the ultimate mark for the grab or sexual sadist, is the single woman alone drunk. They're always trying to impress that one because it's the easiest squirt. Dead serious. Slimer should just have been called Squirter. Oh, and by the way, before people how dare me, I did Leno the same night as Sigourney Weaver. She was nice to me. It's like I'm not very separated from this world. That's why I have insights into it. Hey, look. Why are you guys making weird noises? You guys find a bike? You see a grabber, guys? Did someone just alert to the grabber? What do you guys see over there? The alpaca, see a grabber. We've been penetrated. All right, here we go. Not busters. All right, so watch this. For those of you thinking, okay, I'm going to play the video. For those of you thinking that me pointing out the metaphor of sperm is somehow me projecting sexual... Alpacas are such weirdos. All right, watch this. Tell me if this is a metaphor. Kids movie, guys. Kids movie. This is a kids movie. So again, don't think that this is all some sort of new thing. Here we go.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full trance mediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis?
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
By the way, the bike thief is the most base character of the whole thing. He's the only one who reads the Bible, and he points out that it had to do with Judgment Day. The grabblers and the babblers and the sexual sadists were all just, they're like, listen, we lie for money. It was the bike thief. No, the token black guy is by far the best character. He's the good man in the whole story. He's the only, him and Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis just wants to do a really, really, alpacas are so strange. Rick Moranis just wants to do a really good job as a, as an accountant. So he's a bike returner? I think he's a bike locker. I don't think he ever stole the bikes. I think he was like from that, the alpacas. Hey, it's the four alpacas of the apocalypse. Are you guys all good? Behold a pale alpaca. All right, Rick Moranis is the unicorn in that movie. Well, yeah, but he's acting extremely Jewish, but it's not like manipulative. He's always trying to, he's just trying to get as many write-offs as he can for his clients. Oh, wow. Diamond in the rough. Life is good. I think Harold Ramis wrote the movie. Yeah, and here's the thing, dude. Brian Doyle Murray, awesome guy. And him and Ramis were super tight. I remember when Ramis died, Brian was beside himself on set that day. So there must have been goodness to Ramis. And I wouldn't be doing anybody a service if I just sat here demonizing all of Hollywood. Just like, oh, they're the bad men. We're the good men. No. I can attest to Brian Doyle Murray's character. Guys, he rejected technology like a champion. He would have to have his scripts brought to his house because he wouldn't have a computer. He was like, no, no emailing. He was awesome. All right, anyway, Harold Ramis just lived in a regular house, not a gay community. Yeah, yeah. I'm not here to demonize everybody involved with this movie, but the story of the movie we're now seeing in real life, it's a narrative. They are the CDC. They are the dudes who are not real scientists, who start a narrative about ghosts. And then of course, it's about cum. It's just that. All right. So again, I'll just go through it. So he's a drunk. He's a sadist. You know, when he's doing the experiments, he's trying to have sex in that room because he tells the child, Dan Aykroyd, to come back later, which means he's planning on having sex with his student in that room. And he's electrocuting the man for no reason except for his enjoyment. He's a drunk. And it's revealed that he has no interest whatsoever in actual science. Slimer comes out and ejaculates all over Bill Murray. The poster, of course, is a sperm. The EPA doesn't like that they have nuclear reactors that allegedly can destroy the whole world on their backs. And he's the bad guy. The one rule is when four men are having sex with the same woman. Oh, how dare you? Dude, it's the fucking metaphor. Don't cross streams. You know, no gay on gay. And the temple is revealed. It has the two pillars of Freemasonry, of course, the pyramid and the shiny little gay thing on top. The ultimate nemesis is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And they, in order to fight them, they have to do the one thing that they swore not to do, which is homosexuality. And then they are covered in the Stay Puft Marshmallows cum. As you can see here, this is not only is this not a stretch, this is the movie. This is what the movie is. I'm just going to let that sit there because I know there's going to be people saying, oh, you're a buzzkill. You don't understand comedy. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right. Damn, Scooter, you got all the cool fonts. Nasty. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, there's a little bit of truth in it. There's some truth in that movie. You know, that there is this... I don't know. It's the truth in that movie is revealing the story of the CDC. And I don't know if they were aware. I bet that there were actors in those scenes that were not aware of the metaphor. I don't even know if Harold Ramis was aware of the metaphor. Some people are just so perverse that they just want to cover everything with cum and they don't know why. All right, now I'm going to read some mail. I guess it resonates with people. People like it. Exactly. See, that's the raising of the witch when people are like, oh, they're evil. I'm the good man. You wouldn't have watched it. You wouldn't have had one of those backpacks. You wouldn't have given the toys to your son. You are the one projecting it. And that's where the raising of the witch ceremony really kicks in, where it's like, I think some people were secretly envious of Muslim families because the woman appeared to be more based and grounded at home and the man was more, you know, had more children. You know, they're these goat fuckers from the desert. Really? So why are you obsessing? Why do you care? Why do you care what they do? Because of 9/11. You think that's what happened? If I think about it, I get sad. Ghostbusters appealed on a primal level. That's why it was so absurd when they made it female Ghostbusters, because women don't come like that. So that's why so many men were so like, they were so furious at female Ghostbusters. And I was very briefly, but then I saw why. You know, I knew it was about cum for a long time because it was like, no, they can't, they don't have streams coming out of their dick area and slime. And you didn't quite know why it bothered you so much. Like Hollywood does remakes all the time. Hollywood makes terrible movies all the time. Why did it bother you so much that Ghostbusters became female? Because on a very deep primal level, you knew what the movie was. You knew what the Stay Puft Marshmallow was. You knew what Slimer was. You knew about the ooze underneath the streets of New York in part two. And that's why. And that's why I was like, a female Ghostbusters, a female Ghostbusters. How? It's like, why does this bother you so much? Because it's preposterous. The SJW, is it because you know that they can't cross streams? That Slimer doesn't really affect them the way it affects boys? Because we internalize this as children. I first watched that movie when I was like 6 or 7 years old. And at the time, I had no idea what this all had to do with, but it internalized. It was internalized in me. Female Ghostbusters is just inverted. Right, but why did it bother people so much more than other inversions? They invert shit all the time. All the time. Why was it the female Ghostbusters was this rallying cry of like, it can't be women? It's like, but why? It's like, it just, because here's the thing. It's way crazier that Captain America is a woman. Way crazier. Like, theoretically, there could be ghost hunting women. What is it that bothers you so much about it? It's a homosexual humiliation of dudes on screen, essentially. Yeah. They just keep covering each other with slime. So it's like, because you know that they can't partake in these rituals because they don't have any cum. Hey, women have cum. Stop watching pornos. It's not the same thing. What the hell are the alpacas talking about? It's really not suitable for kids. No. All right. The weakness of the actor, because people revere Bill Murray. No, it's because the whole thing is a metaphor for adolescence. The whole reason that boys got so into Ghostbusters is because it was what they were going through internally with their testicles. It was this Stay Puft Marshmallow was the enemy. Boom! Jizz everywhere. You know, that was one of the layers. There was many layers. One of the layers was false narrative to externalize your demons. It's the ghosts. It's not how you live your life. And if you pay the CDC, they'll get rid of your ghosts. Ghostbusters. COVID-19 is dumber than Slimer. Crossing streams of skull and bone shit. It doesn't matter. Overt man bashing. How's it man bashing? You sound like a bitch. Oh, don't man bash. Don't man bash. It's because when you watch that movie, you there was part of you deep inside that was like, these guys get it. Come. You know, they hold the thing right near their dick, kind of like an electric guitar. The reason that people were so obsessed with electric guitar is because they would hold it like it was their phallus. And they would play like they were jerking off. I swear to God, you can fucking see it any way you want. But there's a whole reason that it was like, and so when you have, you know, this power coming from your pelvis, trying to get the slime to go in the trap, none of that has to do with women. It's almost like fried green tomatoes, except all men, you know, it's just so dumb. Leave the man bashing to Joe Rogan. Dude, any man that's like, oh, I'm sick of being bashed. You're not a man. You're a bitch. Oh, this man bashing really bothers me. What's that, bitch? You ain't a man, bitch. Oh, these commercials hurt my feelings. Man bashing everywhere. Then you ain't a man. How are you supposed to fucking fight? How are you supposed to actually fight an enemy, a warrior, when you're upset at commercials? Oh, are you upset that the grab were painted a man in a bad light? Do you need external verification all the time that you're strong? Oh, the man bashing? Is it man bashing? Are you going to go to the ADL and fucking get free money because you're a man? It's fuck you. You're not a man. You're a bitch. You're a little bitch. All right, let's read some letters. Man bashing? Oh my God, they're man bashing again. Yeah, I know why they're man bashing, because men like you exist. Why the fuck would a woman give any respect to a man who ever says man bashing? I mean, what I deserve as a man is respect in the home. So if you want to make Ghostbusters female, Ghostbusters is about my cum and my dick and my homosexual sadism. Not yours. Man, listen. A woman doesn't understand what it's like to be a sexual sadist doing homosexual rituals on camera. It's man-bashing to take it. Fucking pussy. I'm so glad my kids aren't around right now. I am swearing a lot today. All right, let's read some mail.
I'm the man bash. I'm the man bash. I got to start an ADL for men. Don't make me squirt.
Didn't know that term existed. Well, now you do. And that's why women man bash, because those men exist. Those men.
I have to. No, I'm MGTOW for life, bro. MGTOW for life. We go in the woods and we just have campfires and we jerk our dicks off. And we stay away from girls. We don't let them into our clubhouse because girls fucking suck. Men rule and women drool. Yeah, because they've been corrupted because of recent SJW. That movie was made in 1984. See, bad, you know, I want a woman that just fucks me and never leaves me, and then I get to just watch my pornos and sit around, and my mom does my fucking laundry, and I never stand for anything or do anything productive. And she, because if a woman leaves you, because the family court, it's all set, it's against me. I'm a victim. Oh my god, man bashing.
And that's why when people are like, yeah, some people might die from that. I'm like, yeah, right. Some people might die, right. And I'm not putting that out there. I'm not hoping for death. MGTOW is just little rascals. It really is. It's like, we got a clubhouse. Girls drool, boys rule. Get the fuck out of here. Dude, if you run a good home and you're a strong man, family court rules don't mean shit. Your wife will go to bat for you and say, get the fuck away from my husband. He's my man. He crushes. It's like, yeah, but don't you want free money from? It's like, no, get the fuck out of here. Don't break up this family. And how does that happen? You attract a very good woman and you hold authority and respect. There is not one thing they can do to break up a family.
But the family court, and your woman will never abandon you if you fucking don't act like that.
If they took my wife into a room and said, you can get all of Owen's money, he'll pay you forever, you can just go off and drink wine somewhere on an island and you can have custody, and she'd be like, get the fuck away from me. Don't you disrespect my husband. Big Bear, he crushes. Swear to God. And then she would hold them accountable. She'd be like, what's your name? And they'd be like, no, but don't you want the free money? It's like, no, I want him. I want my family. And if that exists, how the fuck can you break it up? You only break it up because you're squirting in a basement. Fact, going, man bashing? Oh my God, after watching this detergent commercial, I can't even. Look at how they don't respect the father and the husband. Yeah, I went through that phase a little bit. I when it first was happening, I remember thinking it was funny. I was like, oh, man bashing. Oh, Jesus Christ, man bashing. It's like, then you just go, oh, fuck them. You know, you can try and bash me all you want. It doesn't affect me. Or my alpacas. Look at these bitches over here. They're all pregnant, too. Look at them. Just casually nibbling. All right. And that, dude, and that fear, that MGTOW bullshit is cancer. It's feminism for men. It just makes men, like, think that they should never have a family because they're so fucking scared. Bunch of bitches.
Man bashing? Oh, my God. You have to think about my emotions, and you have to think about me when you are writing your little script, Hollywood, because if I view something that hurts me, dude, bitch, fucking my
grandfather, to discipline my uncle, he'd put him in a fucking shed in the winter. And my uncle was like, Dale was a great man. He taught me about cold, about respect.
Man bashing?
All right. To Big Bear, the Bowman, king of Ursamana, father of Prince Charles and Walter, husband of Amy the Fair, keeper of many goats, and of course, Bard of the Bears. I am Bard of the Bears. It is I, Outdoor Bear, formerly Outdoor Enthusiastic, who hails to you from the northern province of Columbia, Britannia, B.C., from my land of outdoor states, which has henceforth claimed sovereignty from the asinine lordship of the soft-handed sodomite Justin of House Castro. I love it.
Mean bashing?
May this letter serve as a message of alliance, brotherhood, and hope. Myself, along with the fellow... Oh, and by the way, when people are like, oh, meant to be nice for Owen, everything goes his way. He's a... Dude, our fucking health insurance recently just dropped us, so we might have to pay for the whole pregnancy out of fucking pocket. We might not. We have some other options and shit. I don't even bring it up. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's the point of money. We just, you know, Dude, we have problems all the time. All the time. It just isn't our focal point. And people are like, oh, it meant to be nice to be owned. He just has all these alpacas and he's just always crud. We face problems all the time. All the time. And it's like, and I'm not talking to this about the Special Boys. They're fucked. They're probably marching to their own deaths. It's the people falling for the Special Boy fucking spell. That they're just Special Boys like me. That like everything always just goes so good for Owen. He just lucked out and got Amy, and now Amy could have been a train wreck. I could have been a train wreck. Every human being can be a fucking train wreck. You have to like live it every day. You know what it's like to have your wife that has to have a C-section because or else the risk is too high, and like one day your health provider just says, "Oh no, we're not going to cover that anymore," and then you find and then it's like you're like so. And then you just calculate the money and you go, okay, this is the point of money is to keep the family safe. So now that we, you know, it might be nice that money, dude, that would be like all my money for like the last several months and months and months. But, you know, then you just, and I know you guys are going to write to me like, have you thought about this? And yes, we're doing all of it. We will be fine. The whole point I'm telling you this is not to bitch. It's because that shit happens all the time. And then you just stay rooted. You analyze it. You look at, like, all the outcomes. You say, oh, eh, eh, eh. The most important thing is to your woman knows that she's more important than money. So many squirt boys don't understand that. They go, oh, my God, out of pocket. Hell, I think that you should just go wherever. No, no. The first thing you do, this is good husband advice. Explain to her that no matter what, she's more important than money. That whatever will make her feel safe, we do. Doesn't matter. Then, when she feels calm and safe, you can start looking at the practicalities. What can another hospital, can another doctor do? What's their reputation? And then you slowly start figuring out the problem. First thing, make them feel safe. Love, no matter what, you're more important. You are not on. So now we know who the problem is. It's the insurance company. Now we just have to navigate Babylon to fucking survive another avalanche that they throw at us all the time. So this is what you do. You say, you are covered, you are safe. It's the reason I work. Now that we know that, you can calmly analyze because operating out of fear and anxiety is how Babylon sucks you dry. You understand? $4,500 is nothing compared to, we're looking at $26,000. It's fine. It probably won't be that. But what I did is I said, love, you're worth more than $26,000, and we had a laugh about it. $26,000 to do what we were going to do with the doctor we had. Okay, so, oh my God, $26,000, run into the forest and masturbate. Oh, are you disrespecting the man? No. You say, love, this is the point of money. You're more important than money. And then they calm down, and then they start looking. Oh, well, we can do this. We can find this provider. You understand? That's the whole point of money. If you actually love money, you'll never understand anything I'm talking about. You'll just react, and you'll squirt, and you'll probably die. Well, everyone dies, but you'll die from your own actions. So, no matter what the money was, $100,000, $200,000, whatever it is, you are more important than money. There is no price tag for the health of my wife and child. And when you understand that, when you actually are a warrior, when you are a crusher, when you are somebody that, oh, but their head, no, hold the line. No. When it comes to the life of your wife and child, there is no amount of money. And once you know that, you can then navigate. You can then make the money go down. You understand? That's how it works. You can't fake it. You can't say, oh my God, the money. You can't love money. If you love money, you don't get out of those. You end up being manipulated and used and fucked right in your asshole. They will fuck your ass. They will. They want to. That's the end game. They always want to be inside your anus. So the whole thing is runs and man bashes himself off in the forest. Exactly. Just bashing their own dick. That's why, okay, the odds we have to pay that are very low. But the first thing you do is say, I'm willing to do that. Because it calms the woman. And then from there you move. That's it. And we can always cover. That's the point of money. Money is just a tool. Exactly. But people try and fake it. They try and go, oh yeah, money, the love of money is the root of all evil. I get it. And then when something like this happens, they go, oh my God, my precious money. No. And then the woman resents them for it.
the woman resents them for. The woman doesn't feel safe or bonded. And so then when the woman, over time, that behavior will manifest everywhere in the man's life. And so then the woman finds a stronger man or would rather be alone than with a gamma male. Then the gamma male starts watching Stefan Molyneux videos and starts empowering himself. Oh my God, I'm really the victim. Oh my, MGTOW, beating off in the woods. Don't go down that road. You're not a victim. Many times when a woman leaves a man, it was because of the man. And they won't see it. It's like Jews. I know my clips channels would rather have me say, all right, grabblers. It's like the grabbler never will admit what they did. It's only what people do to them. I mean, everybody's coming at me. It's like, we just realized you've been poisoning our children to death. I'm just trying. Okay, that victim mentality spreads like cancer, and it is not just with grabbers. It spreads like fucking cancer. And so that's what happens. That's what happens all the time. Victim mentality is so unattractive. Right, and when the man is like, they're coming at me, oh, all the money I made, and then they'll go away. My job is hard to make money, but the point of money is to provide for my family. But people don't start at the beginning. They so many times they're just like, no, but you don't understand. I'm like, no, I do. You've never laid a foundation. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're just watching Stefan Molyneux videos. I suspect Stefan Molyneux is a sexual predator, says Mountain Bear. That suspicion is founded. But there's no evidence to that. I'm not going to make that claim. But there is suspicion involved there. Yes. It's fine. I've had a similar thought before. But I'm not... No, I don't even want to put that out there. There's something... Without any evidence, that's not... I'm not going to do that. I don't know at all. I suspect he's a predator of some sort. Because of how... The fact he's so against the state, but he believes we went to the moon, is so fucking mind-blowingly stupid that when your basis of anarcho-capitalism is so rooted in the state is evil, but yet he believes we went to the moon, and yet he's always trying to pull men into the victim mentality. Okay. But you're 26,000 further away from that jet ski. Oh my God, I'm squirting. No. When you don't love money, it flows into you. You can't fake it, guys. It has to come from a real faithful place. People keep trying to fake this shit. I see it with the churchians all the time. You try reading the Bible for fucking what? It's like, show me your internet history right now. I'll wait. And they're like, you, I'm squirting. Molyneux ran a cult. Yeah, but that insult doesn't really get me because people say that about me all the time. I almost respect cult leaders a little bit. All right, anyway. But my Buick. All right, just, you're not a victim. And if you say man bashing, you're not acting like a man that I perceive as a man. And guys, there's places for you. It's just not here. You know, go to Stefan Molyneux. He wants white males to feel like victims. That's his whole thing. It's about being white. It's about being male. Go to him. He wants you. He needs you. This isn't where you belong if that's how you view it. Oh, if it wasn't for my skin and my penis, I would... No. I'm a barter agreement for place. All right, cool. Hey, Mountain Bear, we need some more fucking cartoons. Everybody keeps looking for more Mountain Bear cartoons. All right. Please accept the enclosed supplies to the front lines as both a pledge of allegiance to the Bears and as a token of uttermost respect and gratitude for your display of dignity and honor in the face of shameful displays of tyranny. Here's to a new horizon of peace and justice under God, your brother in sovereignty, Outdoor Bear of Outdoor States. Thank you, Outdoor Bear. Man bashing is code for I won't tell my wife to turn off Bravo because of my pornos. Exactly. You're always involved in some sort of fucking contract. Oh my God, she's watching Bravo. It's like, so why don't you tell her it's shit? Because then she'll get to tell me what I watch. Okay, so stop watching pornos. But I have to squirt. But I have to squirt. Dear Big Bear, could you expound more about the hopium and disparium idea? I'd love that. Thank you, Lady Pitbull Bear. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I talk all the time. Okay, hopium and despairium. When people become addicted to hope or addicted to despair, when it isn't founded in anything in reality. Despairium is like you have to be the victim no matter what. And I see it all over the place. Same with hopium. It's like, Q will save us. There's reason for hope. But not in that addict way. Don't have hope that your kidnapper is one day gonna fall in love with you. But then what can I hope for? Just look around. Things are very beautiful. Greetings, Lord of Ursimana. Christ is risen indeed. He is risen. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. O death, where is thy sting? O hell, where is thy victory? Thank you, Owen, for bearing the light of Christ when so many that bear the name Christian have abandoned their posts. I know, and those very people are the ones that call me evil. I get it. I can handle it. If that's what you need to feel great, do it. But when your woman leaves you, don't blame it on the nigger she starts fucking right after. The apocalypse has been intense, but I can truly say that it has offered a taste of heavenly bliss. Hell is locked from the inside after all. I've struggled with how to deal with the banes all around us, and to see them as spiritual cripples is necessary to maintain compassion. Well, I trust in God's infinite mercy is necessary to never despair about this tragic reality. Oh, also, real quick, you want to know why when a woman usually leaves a Caucasian victim mentality man, she almost always has sex with a brother? Because the blacks historically have been less victim mentality. Oh, how dare you? No, they always want reparations. No. That's the media. In general, blacks are like, yeah, I got my nice high tops. I'm going to get that bike. And that simple thing will draw, because women become so depleted when they're around a victim male all the time, that if they just see a dude not being a victim, they need them inside of them. More cartoons coming. I can't stop, but they take time. Thank you, Mountain Bear. Good to hear. That's why it happens. And then the cucked white victim blames the black. Oh, these fucking black men. And they're big. No, it's literally because blacks have less victim mentality than whites. In America, at least, right now. But whites are growing. Caucasians are doing much better. At least my people, my clan. Clan, what's next? It's like I see men rising all the time. So black people get it big time. I wouldn't say that, Gunny Bear. But they don't act like victims. They're like, yeah, I'm going to get that bike. And girls are like, wait a minute. So you're not just furiously masturbating in the woods because you don't have a bike? It's like, shit, I get that bike. I'm going to get that bike. Black men, I think black women play the victim a lot. Yes, black women play the victim a lot. That's why the brothers go after the whites. But they don't stick around with the whites. Because they're almost pathologically non-victims. They're like, shit, I gotta get mine. I gotta get mine, right? It's a horrible cycle. So the white Stefan Molyneux victim types, bitches and cries about the left and being a man and how their dick is a curse or whatever. So their women go get banged out by a black because the black's like, shit, my dick is great, man. I fucking get it. And so then the brother leaves that woman because the brother is so like pathologically the other direction where he's like, yeah, I get more pussy. I get more of that pussy. And she's like, but I thought you liked me. It's like, nah, you just one stop on the fucking railroad, bitch. And so then that woman clamors back to the victim-y white, and that just keeps going back and forth. And meanwhile, the black woman is just abandoned because she's just like, yeah, I deserve it. It's a fucking mess. Stefan definitely has squirt stains on every eye. Oh. In the midst of this strange episode of The Emperor's New Clothes, I have found my homesteading plans accelerating. With love in Christ, struggler with sin, sower of seed, grower of beard. I love it. Thank you, brother. Let's continue. One stop on the railroad bit. You just one stop on this railroad. On Tyrone Railroad. And Tyrone going to get another bike. No, I thought that one bike is all you need. I need all the motherfucking bikes. I got a hole inside me, bitch. I don't just complain about it like your ex-husband. But I also can't, like, be stable at all. I'm a fucking mess. Oh, thank you. Thanks for the gravel for my babble. On the Tyrone, you won't stop on the Tyrone Railroad. Because the thing is the brother is still a victim-y. He just is projecting the opposite. The brother thinks that if he stops and loves one woman or has a stable life, all his demons start coming out. You know, he has to constantly move. He has to constantly move and groove and keep getting them bikes. And the white, a lot of times, is like, they can't move or groove. They're frozen in their basements just watching Stefan Molyneux videos and crying. But it's changing. I see a lot of growth, guys. A lot. BB, speaking of bikes, just where do you keep yours? I only want to look at it. Hey, D-Man Bear, why don't you back off? Free will, the brief moment in time when you decide between freedom of responsibility and freedom from responsibility. The ultimate freedom from responsibility is death. This is the moment in history when the dead finally rise from their graves and take back the responsibility for their own lives. That's some heavy shit, bro. Thank you. It's going to take me a few generations to think about what that means. I wish they didn't crush the blacks with welfare and drugs they were crushing. But it's the blacks' choice. Don't infantilize the brothers. See, that's what the grabber, Dennis Prager, that's what he does. He infantilizes the brothers. He goes, No, the brother has to not take the check. The brother has to not do the drugs. And they are out there. That's why some of the most base people, that's why the base dude in Ghostbusters was the brother. Because they're out there. Because they've been through the fires of Mordor and came out the other side. Like, there's blacks that are, like, so based. Because the grabber and the machinery of the state have tried to get them so fucking hard. And they're like, don't take $1 from them. You know, wear a bow tie. You know? they're like forged in the fire of gravel. But don't infantilize the blacks and be like, if it wasn't for welfare, they'd be crushing. No. That's like saying if it wasn't for women, men would be so, they wouldn't be so cucked and bashed. No. I also enjoy tapioca. They're good to hear. How often can meat birds reproduce? I don't know. We just got 50 of them as chicks. But I'm looking into all that. My mission today is to find a male kiwi plant. I have a lot of female kiwi plants, and I need a male to fuck all of them with the pollen. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Support what you like or it goes away. Thank you, Scooter Bear. Being dead is a corpus. Being free is building for family on own land. Yes, exactly. I love that. Any bears down here not cashing their stimulus check? No, cash your stimulus check. That isn't the same thing. That's your money that they gave back. Being on the tit of the government is different. I mean, if you don't want to, don't. I mean, that's an act of power, but that's not the same thing. It just isn't. If you're financially... But here's the thing. Don't cash it if it's allowing you to stay in Babylon. Cash it and buy fucking a greenhouse or a garden or help pay off debt. Use money as a tool. You know? Cash it, but didn't spend on... Exactly. If you use your stimulus check to support what you like, you know, grow... You know, like, I'm part of the tree of growth. If you want to support me, do it. Helps grow the message. Helps grow a stream that doesn't suck. You want to support non-Babylon? Great. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Get seeds, pay off debt. Great. Don't just burn money. But the thing that the welfare did is if people were smarter, they would, or more in tune, they would use the welfare to get out of debt and to grow their own independence. But unfortunately, 99% of the time, they just use it to buy that crunk. Money is energy that can be channeled. Exactly, Julie. Well said. Water the Ursa Major garden. Thank you. Yeah, and you guys do, and that's why I get to do this every day for hours and hours. And it helps you. Oh, how dare you? That's an interesting way to manipulate. It's true. Do what you want, man. I encourage people to mirror these, and you can listen to it all you want. But when you water or fertilize what you like, it has a reciprocal thing. It does. Believe me or not, I don't give a fuck, but it's true. People that support what they like end up doing better in life. Good day, Big Bear. First, I don't know if you've been verified, if I've been verified to the end, Bear. Second, how dare you pull back the curtain on the entertainment industry and for revealing the Grabbers. After rewatching most of the films and shows I grew up with, all I can say is fucking assholes. I appreciate the stand you took that brought you to this place. You are truly living the life we're all supposed to live, and your family is growing and thriving. Congratulations, you're doing great, kid. Thank you. I've been watching you since you broke from Holly Weird. However, I've never paid a social media account and rarely follow people I have not met in person and shook their hand. I was raised that a man's handshake tells you a lot.
6 feet away, social distancing!
I think it is incredibly ironic that now people have to social distance and not supposed to touch. We're connecting right now, brother. I just thought of the same thing. Our family will not do this and find like-minded people who will not either. Right, this is a great way to find your own. My wife and I caught you in Portland at the wood shop. Truly one of the best experiences. Thank you. And thank you to the wood shop, the Redmond family. I recently saw that you want to start a bear trail. My family and I are in. We currently live in Kirkland, Washington, and looking for our own land. I am a faculty manager for Micro. I'm not going to tell you. Just letting you know. It's better not to. I'm a manager of one who tries to... All right. I'm just... You got to trust me on this. I just leave out details. By the way, we are now homeschooling. We have been preparing for this move for several years, and hopefully with God's grace, we will be ready shortly. Now, if you are interested in working together, please reach out. We have been looking in Snohomish. Nice. But we are willing to move to accomplish our goals. I know you can't have internet friends, so if you, let's be honest, Amy approves, we can have the families meet. I have 1 7-year-old and an American Mastiff. Sending with all the love and grace one man can give to another. I don't say no homo because that is understood. Stay crushing. Chris, to the end, Bear. I love it, buddy. Yeah, I'm working on that now. I'm working on buying a piece of land, depending on my financial situation, where we can meet up outside of Amy's rule. And Amy's rule is very respected by me. That's what is a good marriage. No internet friends at Ursa Manor. But, you know, so that's motivating me to grow in other ways. I'm now trying to find land where I can build a little yurt and can have bear meetings. All right, let's continue. Homeschooling, not homesquirting. I like it. Dear Owen, I heard you mention a Muslim friend who is developing new banking ideas. I am a volunteer corporator at my local bank. I've been reaching out to local imams to develop a non-usury service for the local Muslim community and everyone else. Please pass my contact on to your friend. I'd love to chat with him. Many thanks, Falcor. I forgot your contact. Oh, no, wait, is it on the next one? Great. I will I'll leave this. Yeah, you know Muslims, the people that actually try and do what's in their book. Not all of them. A lot of them are scumbag grabbers. But I try to motivate my fellow Christians using one of their boogeymen as a tool. Because they're not really boogeymen, guys. They're people just like you. And a lot of them are very, very devout to non-usury. And usury is the chain that your people have been enslaved in since 1913. Especially since 1913, but much longer. You want to go against the grab, or you want to really do some stuff? Debt. Debt is how they do it. So I gravitate towards and have a very, very high level of respect for any community that can resist going into the corpus, going into the negative, the dead body. All right. If you watch porn, you either a cuck or closet gay. Very aggressive statement. But I like it. I like where your head's at. I have a bank account in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. No interest paid or charged. Nice, Veritas Bear.
But I mean, how dare you? Dear
Owen, congratulations on all you have accomplished and overcome to get to this point. I got a lot more to overcome, guys. We all got problems, nigga. We all got problems. No usury? How dare you? Oh, fucking. We need a field of yurts. Oh, I know. Mike Drive. No usury? How dare you? I know. Have children and stop being materialistic. Yes. Yeah. And truth is truth no matter where you see it. Sometimes people don't see God because they don't look low enough. Sometimes people don't see Satan because they don't look high enough. They don't see how big it is, how big the lie is. What is a virus? What is a virus? Dear Owen, I almost just started reading in the grabber voice for no reason. We got 33 problems, but false Mason accusations ain't one. Well, I want to become a Mason. I just don't want it to be free. I want to charge people for my work. You know, free masonry, it sounds great. I got all kinds of shit I want a Mason to do for free. But, like, just watch out when they don't charge you. How about discount masonry? I'm a discount Mason. What does that mean? It's not free, but, you know, I'll help you build. Nothing's free. I don't demonize Freemasons either. I don't, how dare you? I just don't. I try not to do that anymore because I know how that all works. I just think they should start charging more so they don't end up in debt to the grabber. Dear Owen, congratulations on all you have accomplished and overcome to get to this point. I've been watching your stream now since the beginning, and it's very cathartic seeing someone flourish in real time. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, I know people that have been from Freemason families that have trauma and they hate it. And how dare you? Dude, it's the same with Catholics. It's the same with Muslims. It's the same with Amish. It's the same. You don't think I could find an Amish chick out there that's on a Rumspringa? That's like, my dad's beard is so oppressive. Like using a title and group demographic with the exception of even the Jews. I mean, look at Kaufman. He's crushing, you know, Goldstein, Freemason. He's in jail. You want crooked walls because that's how you get crooked walls. Yeah. Yeah, don't ever have a free Mason. At least have them charge something. Non-union masonry. You don't think I have people being like, how can you have E. Michael Jones down? Don't you know I was raped by a priest? I'm like, bitch, I watch rapes every day. I have animals. That's how ducks breed. They just rape. And then they're like, what? No, you're supposed to do what I say now because I was raped. I'm like, bitch, you don't think I understand mind control? My dad was an academic wizard. What am I? Am I the bad guy now? Am I the demon? Am I the witch? Am I the bad man? EMJ does crush. And if you have a problem with El Popa, their papa, old boner hat McGee, great. I don't like him either. He's not my father. The Pope? No. Their Pope. Not mine. But I don't judge Catholics as men. Like, E. Michael Jones is fucking awesome. There's a ton of Catholics that are awesome. That's how the devil gets you, dude. That's how they get you. The Amish haven't even heard about Corona. Oh, I know. Well, they're trying to arrest him for having a party, and they're like, what? Free Willy? No, Freemason. All right. Ducks are notorious rapists. I see rape every day. Gang rape. Every single day of my life. No Amish have died of Corona. Dude, it's the Illuminamish. They run the whole world. The people that are in charge of their own supply chains are the free ones. The Amish are the most free. So are the polygamous Mormons. I came across you on the Dave Rubin show. And as the years passed, your stream is the only one I watch continuously. Smart move. Dave Rubin, for all his good intention, is still a sodomite Jew who married a man and disgraced his lineage. I think the reason, in a nutshell, and what was definitely meant the most to me is your lack of patience for despair and victim mentality. Yeah, men rise when you don't allow them to be victims. Whenever I get that feeling of hopelessness, as some of us inevitably do, I can hear your encouraging words promoting growth and building for the future, and little by little, the fear goes away. That's great to hear. Catholic here can't stand the church and the Pope dope. Great, Tundra Bear. That's the thing. It's like people like to raise the witch. They need a bad man so they externalize it. Just like, dude, it's just like the movie Ghostbusters. Got to get them ghosts. Alpacas are fucking bizarre animals. Become a Mason now. First month, only $9.11. Right. But it's like, the real 9/11 thing was people believing it. It wasn't the action. Oh, they did it, Dennis. They did, dude. It's the fact the narrative popped. I'm learning so much from COVID-19. So much. It's like the whole control mechanism is belief. It's believing a narrative. If you don't believe the narrative, nothing changes in your life. Yeah, you see people with fucking masks, and your favorite gym may close for a few months, and people can have some hardship, but it's like The whole thing.
Oh, I see. It's the cat. Look.
There goes Onyx with the cat. They're reacting to the cat. Hilarious, because the cat does act like a predator. Legendary cat. Nice. All right. I shot with Alpaca BB. It's cool as heck. Thank you. Jeffrey Epstein died from corona. Yes. Now I want alpaca. Yeah, everybody should have an alpaca. Alpacas and cats are mortal enemies. Dude, you saw how they react. They're all facing the cat right now. Every one of them. Oh, hey, Onyx. I know. You're trying to get by my bike. Dude, she just ran away. Look, here they come again. Here they come. You hear that sound of the chickens down there? You want to know what you're listening to? Right. Look out. Hey, Onyx, get away from the bikes. I'm an actor from Ireland. But a few years ago, I had my two daughters and moved away from the industry, or the industry moved away from me. I've continued writing and have part-time work to support it while my girls are at school. My husband and I are working to get enough money to get a small plot of land to become self-sufficient. And during these times, we only want that dream more. Yeah, how about this new phrase? Community sufficient. Because if you put it all just on yourself, it's extremely daunting. Community sufficient is really big. Self-sufficient is great, but like community sufficient. Like as soon as I'm done with this stream, I'm going to Ryan's. He said he needs my height for something. Community sufficient. Ryan welded my goat stand. He made it for me with a fucking blowtorch. Community sufficient. That cat is trying to figure out how to eat these llamas. Why the words Irish actor make me laugh? I don't know, Scooter Bear. I don't know. When you spoke candidly about the moral traps of life in your 20s, it really hit home. It was during that time when I myself went down a slippery slope of rebellion and moral ambiguity. I moved away from religion and everything that anchored me. Thanks to you and the stream, I'm finding my way back. Every risk and step you have taken towards truth has allowed people like myself see the light. I recently subscribed to unauthorized.tv and I have enclosed just a little something to show my appreciation. I would love to be verified as Organic Irish Bear. Welcome, Organic Irish Bear. Simply thank you and much love and appreciation to you, your beautiful wife and boy. Sincerely, Organic Irish Bear. A little presumptuous, I know. No, it's great. Welcome, Organic Irish Bear. I really, really appreciate it, and I hope you're doing great. You sound like you're doing great. And yeah, writing these letters is helpful to you guys. Oh, how dare you? That's manipulative. No, it isn't. That's a fact. Put in writing your thoughts. Oh, this is for Amy. I'll just read it. I trust her. I kind of trust Organic Irish Bear just from that letter. So I don't. I'll just hand it off to Amy. Women are allowed to communicate with each other. Not when it's fucking Regs Bear. Anyway, I think Regs Bear is a dude. It might be a woman. I don't know. I can never remember that shit. I thought K.O. Bear was a dude for a while. Turns out it was a woman. Am I the only one that thinks exclamation marks are gay? Well, you didn't use a question mark at the end of the question, so you probably just think you're probably gay. All right, any final questions before I go? Oh, says K.O. Bear. Oh. Duran's alarm call sounded cool. Yeah, they're all right here now. They're trying to get more information from me, especially Onyx. Bear only, that's good by me. Oh, sweet. No, it's all good. It's just funny sometimes. Because it's a compliment, K.O. Bear. It's because you're funny. And a lot of times when someone's funny, I just instinctively assume they're male. For obvious reasons. Sure, blame the punctuation. Our alpaca is easy to care for. Extremely. But here's the thing. Alpacas are good for mowing your lawn, and their manure is the best there is. You don't even have to let it decompose. And their wool is great, but they're not the most productive. You know, like little goats are really good. Onyx wants that lock combination. Oh, I know. Onyx scouting for the bike lock combo. I know. The bike lock combo is 33366911. Oh shit, I said it out loud and I just revealed that I'm a 360-degree Freemason. Why are living compost... They are living compost machines. Yeah, they are. What do your goats and alpacas eat? Orchard grass and then grain that I get at Wilco. And then my chickens eat a lot of food scraps. You don't want to change up your goat's diet a lot. It can cause... They like routine. Just like everybody. Bob Marley, no bike lock, no bike. Exactly, K.O. Bear. And that's why I used to think you were a dude. Because you'd come up with stuff quickly like that. And women usually can't. My wife sees those alpacas and goes, ooh, look at all the alpaca wool to knit with. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I know I keep trying to push Amy to do a little more knitting, but, you know, she's pregnant with our third kid, and she has a lot on her plate. But, you know, I'm subtly just like, you want to know what would sound great is if I had a new alpaca hat. I'm so happy it's finally not snowing in North Dakota. Sweet. 50 Cent is dropping a new album, Unlocked Bike. Yeah. 50 Cent is nothing more than 10 nickels. Nice one, BB. Mod Bears, much love. Yeah, I got to go. Okay, so P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to support the stream. Unauthorized.tv. Is Angry Bear still here? How's the music coming on that? On the new documentary? I think he's almost done. I thought I saw Anchor earlier. He better be working on the music. Seriously. Alpaca hat, that would be great. Yeah, it's great. I know, I just keep being like, so, why don't it be awesome on my head? Almost done? Awesome. How's it look? It's going to crush. All right, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. Also find Mountain Bear on there. Chest, I thought I opened it. Anchor Bear mixing vocals to it now. Awesome. One second. Let me see if there's anything in the chest. There we go. BB List and Chopin lived at the same time and in some vicinity. Their music sounds similar. Did one grab each other? I don't believe so. If anybody was the grabber, it was Chopin, not List. Chopin's original name was Chopin, literally. And then he moved to Paris like a fag. That's why everybody's always asking me to play Chopin. There's something about Chopin that I'm repelled by, and I don't know why. I think it's like he's like Mozart-y. You know, it's like, oh, play Chopin. I love Chopin. It's like, no. No, but it's fucking Chopin. No. Why not Chopin? Because I think he might have stolen from Liszt. Maybe that's what it is. Because I get instincts with people's music. I just... And of course, Nocturne and all this are very beautiful songs, but I don't care. Chopin Broccoli, right. All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow, probably. Unauthorized.tv, BitChute. All right, unbearablesmerchandise.com, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. The handwritten letters are some of my favorite parts of the stream. Send me whatever you want. Oh, he's begging again. Dude, the Gammas are sweet, man. I fucking much love to the Gammas. Shout out to the Gamma males out there that just... They just remind me how good life is when you compare it to how bad it can be in your mind. All right, see you guys. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow, guy. And if you like the stream, spread it around, pass it to people. Show people what Ghostbusters was really about. The CDC and ejaculate.